It appears the exodus of Rohingya refugees fleeing at Myanmar into neighbouring Bangladesh has intensified. And there are reports that in one area, thousands of people are on foot attempting to flee violence and the destruction of their homes. Nick Grimm reports.
A malnourished baby cries at the Kutupalong refugee camp on Bangladesh's border with Myanmar. Thousands of men, women and children have been arriving at makeshift centres like this after making the trek from villages destroyed in violence described by the United Nations as ethnic cleansing. Hunger and sickness is rampant, as a doctor there confirms as he examines a young boy.
And you're seeing so many of these children.
Highly contagious skin infection.
Drone footage released by the UNHCR shows a human tide of refugees carrying their meagre belongings towards safety. The UN says 500,000 people have fled Myanmar since August, fueling what it's calling the world's fastest growing refugee crisis. Some have attempted to make the journey by boat. It's estimated many have drowned in the process. In the latest tragedy, 12 people, at least half of them children, were killed when their heavily overloaded vessel capsized. This man, Mohammed Rafiq, is one of the survivors.
When our homes were burnt, we had nowhere left to live, so we started walking west and eventually we reached the coast. But there were no boats and we had to wait for 10 to 15 days without food. When we finally got to the boat, he took us along a different route. Then we reached a point where the boat hit a small island, and then a big wave hit our boat and it capsized.
It comes as Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi met with UN Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman to discuss the crisis and the UN's call to end the nation's military operations and violence in its northern Rakhine state. Security forces there have been accused of indiscriminate arson, killings and rape. But local media has focused instead on the second anniversary of the signing of Myanmar's nationwide ceasefire agreement, Aung San Suu Kyi urging armed ethnic groups to join the ceasefire.
Despite criticism of the national ceasefire agreement, there has been noticeable progress. We have successfully decreased conflict in the regions of the ethnic armed organisation signatories. And as a result, the socio-economic lives of the local people have significantly improved.
Those comments echoed by Myanmar's Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief, Min Aung Hlaing.
I would like to urge you to take the first step without hesitation towards the journey of lasting peace and union, based on democracy and the federal system that we are all pursuing.
Myanmar's powerful military chief has called the refugee crisis at the nation's borders exaggerated. Care Australia's emergency manager, Stefan Knollmeyer, says that's simply not the case.
Over the past 7 weeks or so, we've seen around 530,000 people move across the border into Bangladesh. To give you some sense of scale, that's almost the size of the entire population of Newcastle or Canberra. And still over the last week, around 18,000 people still moving over. So it's a significant situation. These people are living in very basic situations on the Bangladesh side, very limited access to shelter, food, to water. And it's still quite serious at the moment.
Care Australia's emergency manager, Stefan Knollmeyer, ending Nick Grimm's report.